DDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 64, verses 1 through 4. With so many physical battles that David fought against enemy nations and enemies within Israel, I would think that David would have written psalms about physical battles. Perhaps he would write about the fear of battle or the fear of losing the battle. Perhaps he would write about his anger towards God for allowing the enemy to attack with swords and arrows again and again. Perhaps he would brag about victories as so many other rulers of his age. Yet, very few Davidic psalms concern physical battles. No, David does not write many psalms about physical battles. Instead, the majority of Davidic psalms are about asking God for salvation from noisy crowds with lying tongues and wicked mouths, verse 2. Battles with sharp tongues and whispered conspiracies are what many of David's psalms concern, verses 2 and 3. Behind the conspiracy plots and ambush shots at an innocent are hearts of hate and envy, verse 4. Those who want war with unsettled minds and hearts invent reasons to destroy and kill with poisonous words. Others are just angry. Hate and anger shoot off their mouths without fear, verse 4. Jesus experienced the exact same use of clever false words to impart the truth. I have been the victim and portrayer of a wicked tongue. Jesus warns me, stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you, John 5:14. Jesus said this to the man he healed by the Bethesda pool in Jerusalem. The healed man's word was getting him into trouble. Lord, cleanse my heart's tongue and make me new with strength to fight the tongue within.
DDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.